Okay, let's get started with Ksubis Daf Pei. Ksubis Daf Pei, that's what we are up to. We are on Ayin Tes on the base, and we are by the Mishnah. Remember, this parak is all about issues of Nechsei Melug. Every parak has its own special topic. Remember, the past couple of prakim, the sixth parak was all about the Nedunya, all about issues of her bringing items into the marriage. The previous parak, the seventh parak, was about Nedarim, that we're taking different types of conditions in terms of mumin, in terms of other issues that the husband and the wife might take upon themselves. The second half was about mumin, and this parak is all about the nechsim aluk, about the properties that she brings into the marriage. And the question is, what is considered Karen? What is considered Peiros? As we started to discuss, what rights does the woman have in terms of selling? What are the responsibilities that he has if he spends money taking care of it? And we'll get into other related issues on today's daf. Okay, so let's start with Ayin Tes of a base. We are up to the Mishnah on the bottom. Hamotzi Hotsaos al Nechse Ishto. If a man puts in some expenses onto the Nechasim of his wife, Motzi Otzos, right? We know he gets the payros, and therefore he wants to put in some effort, and not just effort, but in terms of expenses and money, he puts into it. The question is, what happens if there's not really a commensurate shevach that comes out of his expenses? What if there's a lot more shevach? What if there's a lot more hotzos? What is he entitled to? So says the Mishnah, hotzi harbi v'yachal kima. Kima v'achal harbe, masha hotzi, masha achal achal. It doesn't matter the relationship and the ratio between how much he put into it and how much he get out of it. Whatever he put into it, he put into it, and whatever he got out of it, he got out of it. Let's say after 2 years, he divorces his wife, and he says, "Well, I put in a lot more expenses than the payros that I got." Sorry, tough. And if it's the opposite, also we don't say that she has a claim. Whatever he put in, he put in. Whatever he put out, he put out. That is the halacha. But hotzi velo achal. But if he put in, but he has not eaten any payros yet, then the Rabbanan say, then he could swear and take his expenses. Meaning, the din the Rabbanan of Nechsei Melug, of his eating, and however much he put in, then at the time of death or divorce, that's it. We don't try to be mashlim anything. So that's only if he ate some. Literally, if he used some, if he got some already, if he was ochel something. But if he wasn't ochel anything, so then we say, fine, he gets his expenses back. Masha hotzi hotzi you, masha ochel. Achal only applies if he was achal something, but hotzi below achal yishava kama hotzi v'yitol. Then he swears how much he was motzi, and he can take. The Shita B'Kubetzes here says, why is that? What is the svara for that idea? Because once he eats a little bit, so then he was megala his das that he's happy about this takan and happy about this relationship. El amrinan ki ba'oso hama'at. She'achal gila daito she'ba'avur she'yochal hu aperos hu oseh. He's showing that he put in the money because he's getting something out of it. So you're right, maybe he was investing it for the future, and if things didn't work out, he divorced his wife earlier than the investment came to fruition, but still, that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the order. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah says the Shita B'Kubetzes that it doesn't matter the order. It, as long as he took some, he was megala his das that is good enough in his mind. This is what he wanted to be motzi. The Meshech Chachma also discusses this in Dvarim on Perek Tezva Pasuk Yud Gimel on Lo Sishalchenu Reikam, but not sending out an eved without anything. The Rambam says at the end of the second Perek of Hilchos Avadim, the Rambam says, how does an eved go free? We'll see what this has to do with us in a minute. The Rambam says, Adon Shemes. If an adon, a master, dies, so then im hiniach ben zachar harei ha'eved oved es haben ad sof hashesh o ad sof hashanim shemachar atzmo lahen o ad sheyifka bo yovel o sheyigra pidyonu v'yitin hashar. The eved works. When does an eved go free? It's based on psukim. in Parshas Mishpatim, an eved goes free either the end of 6 years, or Yovel, or if the person, the eved could be Magareah, he could pay his way out, right? Those are the examples. Again, doesn't talk here about Yitzias Shein V'ayin, that's by an eved Kenani, this is by an eved Ivri. Avalim Lohiniach Ben Zachar, Hareza Yatzal Lecherus, but if he does not leave a male son, the eved goes free when he dies. Special din, Misas Ha'adon, the eved Ivri, the Gemara talks about this in terms of the sugya of Kam Tachas Aviv, right? Not, this is one of the examples that we've spoken about, that there are two concepts when a man dies. Number one is Yerusha, that he's Morish property to his son, but the other one is called Kam Tachas Aviv. Some halachos, it doesn't go Yerusha, but it's that the son goes into the shoes of the father. Kam Tachas Aviv. That's not Yerusha, because regular dinim Yerusha don't apply. It's only by a son, it's not by a daughter and by other relatives. So when the son, if the father dies without a son, he goes free. Ve'ino Ovid es habas v'lo es ha'ach. Ve'in sorach lomar she'in Ovid shar yarshim. Nimseis Omer. So the Rambam summarizes. She'eved Ivri nikne b'kesef o b'shtar. How am I konen Eved Ivri? Remember, two types of Eved Ivris. Either he sells himself, machruhu atzmo, or machruhu bezdin. Or bezdin sells him if he's stolen, he doesn't have enough money to pay back. So an Eved Ivri is nikne b'kesef o b'shtar. Ve'kone es atzmo b'chamisha dvarim. There are five ways that an Eved Ivri goes free. Right, basic ABCs of Hilchos Avadim. Either Bishanim, right, end of 6 years, unless he chooses to be an Eved Nirtza, O B'Yovel, O B'Giron Kasef, where he pays his way out, O B'Shtar Shechur, he gives him a Shtar, O B'Mises Ha'adon below Ben. Or Mises Ha'adon without a son. And then the Rambam ends off. Mitzvah Lomer Lo Tsei, B'Shas Yitziyoso. It's a mitzvah for him to say, go out. And even though if it doesn't say it, he still goes out by one of these five events. What if he was sick for a while and the master, you know, spent a lot of money on this eved, and then all of a sudden one of these six events occur? Still doesn't have to pay him, even though he invested a lot of money beforehand. He still, once this event happens, right? He doesn't have to be mashlim. She'ne'emar yetzei l'chavshi chinam. So he goes, the Eved never has to pay back the Adon, unless it's using Giron Kesef as the way out of the relationship. But if he's not using the way of Giron Kesef, the end of the 6 years, and the Eved had been sick for 6 months, and the master had paid so much money. And why did he pay so much money, Mustama? Because he was looking towards the future. He didn't realize, whatever it is. But one of these events occurred. He doesn't have to pay back. Where does the Rambam get this from? Says the Meshech Chachma, our Gemara. He compares it to an Isha. Just like by the husband, that's a Din D'Oraisa. And this is a Din D'Rabbanan. But one can say, what's the D'Oraisa that this D'Rabbanan is patterned after? That even though the husband put in so much money and invested in the Nechsei Malug, right when he divorces his wife, that's it? As long as he had something, if he was Ochel something, says the Meshech Chachma. From this halacha, Mizeh Muchach, Demi Shechala, V'chaveru Hotziya Lav L'Raposo. The Rambam says, first of all, you also learn from this halacha, what if it's not an Eved, it's a friend? What if it's somebody I know? He was sick and I paid for a lot of his medical expenses. Chayev L'Shalim L'Chaveru. Then he would have to pay me. Like someone who redeems his friend from a Chevy, he has to pay him. Only by an Eved, where he's merapi him with in mind that he's going to work for me. It's just like that case. When the relationship ends officially, that's it. Hotzi harbi v'achal kima, masha hotzi, masha achal. Kein achinami, masha shimshu avikilu achal ben yichse yishto. Right, it's as if he partook, or whatever he served for you already, it's as if you, had some of yichse yishto. V'chulu, and then he continues. That's the Meshech Chachma, classic finding sources for dinim d'rabbanan in the text. Part of classically what he always did. I think we mentioned in the past the four great Gedolim from the 1800s, who a major part of their work was showing where the Dinim Durabanan, well, 2 points. Number one, showing where the Dinim Durabanan have roots in the Dinim in the Torah Shebech Tzav. And number two, showing how Torah Shebech Tzav is Chai V'Kayim and has messages for all of us. Again, the anti-reform, those are the two main ideas which we had to show. That Torah is Chai V'Kayim and the Dinim Durabanan also have roots in Dinim in the Dinim d'oraisa in the Torah Shebichsav. So the Meshech Chachma and the Ksava HaKabbalah and the Malbim and Rav Hirsch. Those are the four that I think Rav Chaim or the Beis Halevi, I forgot which one, put those four in one class. But the Meshech Chachma was in there, and this is a perfect example of that work that he does. Okay, one other point, Tosfos is on the Mishnah, but it's printed on the next Amud. Tosfos on, in the middle, Yishava Kamar Hotzi V'Yitol, if the husband has not received anything yet. Hasn't received anything yet. He put in all the expenses, he hasn't gotten one iota of payros yet. So then he's able to swear about what he was motzi. Ask Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, Befirsh Rabbeinu Chananel Makshin, Amai lo tana hai nishma v'notel, bahadi nishma v'notlin. We know that on a daraisa level, there are three shvuah daraisas. Rambam writes in Ilchos Tohen V'Nitan. There are a lot of shvuahs that I can make up on my own. I swear that I'm not going to eat. But there are three shvuahs that Bezdin is going to be mechayiv me. In different situations, right? The ABCs also of shvuas. Modem and mixas, right? If I'm modem and mixas in a certain case, we discussed that back in the second parak. Shvuas eid echad, right? If you have a eid echad against me, that I owe you money. If you have two eidim against me, then I have to pay you. If you have an eid echad against me, then I have to swear that I don't owe you the money to counter the eid echad. And number three, shvuas hashomrim. All the different types of shvuas regarding shomer chinam, shomer sachar, all the ones that I would be nishba and patur, that's category three. All shvuah daraises are nishba v'niftar. Or I swear, and then I'm exempt, and I'm patur. The Rabbanan enacted 10 different shvuas that are nishba v'notel. And they're all listed in the Mishnah Mesechta Shvuas. By Chen v'Niel Pinkaso, and the other one, Shutfin, and Aputrupsin, and Arisin, all those shvuas in that long Mishnah of nishba v'notel. So ask Tosfos, why isn't this on that list? This is a case of nishba v'notel that the Rabbanan enacted, that if the husband wants to get his hotzos that he put into the property, he swears that he takes. Ask Tosfos, why isn't this on the list? So Tosfos gives two answers. Number one, umishani. He quotes Rabbi Chananel's answer. Delochashiv elamidi shemachishin es anishbach. Answer number one is those are only when there's an argument. There's a machlokes between two partners. There's a machlokes between a storekeeper and a customer. There's a machlokes between a man and his workers. All those cases, right? There's a machlokes. That's why those are on the list. Could go in Sakhir, Chashud, Chenvani, Alpinkaso. Avavishin, Balabais, Machisho, Chenvani, Apollo, Machishin. There's some machlokes between two parties. Avalacha, Lechashim, Achasha. Here there's no Achasha. The woman has no idea how much. She just swears how much. There's no machlokes here, how much he was motzi. So that's why it's a different type of shvua. And number two is a very fundamental answer. And that is, and this is a question they have to ask about all those shvuas, including this one. Whenever the Rabbanan enacted shvua, what would we have said without the shvua? What would have been the halacha? Would we have said, oh, without the shvua, you'd get nothing. You're only getting it because you're swearing. Would the halacha would have been, oh, you would have gotten it without a shvua, but we're machmer on you to take a shvua before you take it. You know, really, you should get it without a shvua. What would have been the din without the shvua? The Gemara asks that, we had that earlier also in the second parak. What would have been the din if the Torah wouldn't have been Michaya Modem Mixas? Mipnei Ma HaTorah Amra Modem Mixas Atani Yishava. Right, we had on Daf Yod Ches or so. So the question that Rishonim ask is, what do you mean? What would we have said without the Torah being Michaya Modem Mixas? That he wouldn't have to swear, and he'd still be Pater, or he'd have to pay anyway. So that's the question Tosfos says. V'nireh. So Tosfos answers, second answer, about the 10th line of Tosfos. Dehasam lo chashiv ela osam shetzarech lahashmienu denotlin. That's the chiddush of those cases that they take. De'ilav da'ashmienan havamina da'afilu b'shvua einotlin. I would have thought, no. You have two partners arguing. I don't care if you swear. The other partner is also a tainus vadai. I don't want to give you. Or there's a machlokes. I say to the storekeeper, I paid you for the fruit that I never got the fruit. And the storekeeper says, well, I dropped them off in your house. I gave them to you. So the reed says, so nishba v'notel. Well, we would have said possibly that they, even without, with a shvua, they wouldn't have been able to get it. No, you can't. So that's why those are on the list. But our Mishnah, Ava, I'll go to this third to last skinny line. Aval hanu dechashiv v'hadi apali parim yinachzi yisomim. Or those which says in the Mishnah later on. Or our Mishnah, ilav da'ashmi'inan havamina denotulim b'lo shvua. Machmas hashtar lo chashiv luhasav alashem uchiyach kein. And also in our case, Meaning I would have said that the husband could swear, there's no argument here, so the husband could have taken it, he could have just said what his otzos are. So that's why it's not on the list. Two important answers being mechalik between our shvua and the others. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So again, the yesod is, the husband puts in money into the nechse malug, as long as he got something out of it, and then the marriage ends, so then he just takes what from that day. He doesn't take anything more. But if he didn't eat anything yet, so then he's allowed to. Fakama kima. So he asked the Gemara, how little bit is enough that if the husband already partook of it, that's good enough to say that, that's it, sorry, if you had a lot more hotzos. Amar Rabbi Asi, afilu grogeris achas. Even one grogeris, one dried fig. That's it, one grogeris. Vahu sha'achla derech kavod. As long as he ate it in a mechubadika way. What does that mean? What is a mechubad way of eating it? It means you have to have a state dinner? What is mechubad? So the Shin Mechubad says, also I think quoting Rabbi Yonah, you ate it at home on a table. You ate it sitting down at a meal. Wasn't a snack. Wasn't on the run. Klomar, shelo achla b'rishus harabim, v'lo al derech gezel, ela achla al shulchano b'shofi. Right, when we're like eating on the run, when we're like tasting something in the kitchen, when we're just happen to walk into the kitchen and take a bite of something, that's not an achila derech kavod. Right, maybe it's not even the greatest way to eat. If I'm sitting down at a table and I'm eating, that's achila derech kavod. That's what we're talking about. That's called an eating. The other one is called a snacking. Right, so that's why it would be a difference. Even in hashkafically, we know there's a difference. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deis, how we're supposed to eat. How we're supposed to eat. Right? The Gemara, based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, right, if we eat in the shuk, we're like a dog, right? If we're eating certain things in the shuk. So the poskim say, it means things that are usually not eaten on the run. But the Rambam says, Hilchos Deos, in Perek Hey, the Rambam says, Kishem sha'achacham nikar b'chachmaso, ubedeosav, just like a chacham is nikar in his chachma, in his wisdom, and in his deos, his midos, v'hu muvdal behen mishar ha'am, so to a chacham. And in this regard, we could all make ourselves chachamim. Right? He has to be nikar in his actions. B'ma'achalo, b'mashko, u'b'ilaso, u'ba'asiyas trachav, u'b'diburo, u'b'hilucho, u'b'malbusho. Right? It goes through every part of life. How he talks, what he wears, how he speaks. U'b'kilkul dvarav, u'b'maso matano, v'yukol amasama elu no'im, u'misukanim b'yoser. In all these areas, he's got to be very refined. A chacham has to be refined. So we're not going to read the whole parak, but just to read halacha beis. Kisha chacham ochel ma'at zeha ro'ilo. When the chacham eats what he needs, lo yochlenu ela bebeis al shulchano. There it is. Like Rabbi Yonah says right here. He should eat on the table. A chacham, you know, sometimes we think about our great leaders, our great rebbeim. You know, we never see them eating a snack while they're walking. Right, we never see them eating, you know, in a non-mechubad way. And we could never even fathom they're doing that. Right? Of course, they eat, they sit down, and they eat a meal. Meaning, derech kavod. Right? And that's exactly what it says in here in Hilchos Deos. Ve'ein roi le'lo lecholo besuta shal mitzvah bilvad, etc. And then he talks about each one of these, very crucial parak in the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, where he talks about all of these elements. But that's what it says here, that what is considered eating for the husband, considered eating is if he eats it, derech kavod. Amar Rebbe Abba, Amri Be Rav, Afilu Shigra de Tamri, even some pressed dates. Pressed dates, Rashi has 2 days here, what exactly it is, we'll go through that day. Pressed dates, right? Tamarim Nidochim Yachad, says Rashi. Boy, Rev Bibi, chupsa de tamri mahu. What about chupsa de tamri? What are chupsa de tamri? After you use dates to make beer, so the leftovers, the dregs. Right? So is that something? If he even ate some of that, that's something like a little putrid. So is that good enough to be considered an achila teku? So we're not sure. We're not sure about that. Right? Beer is made out of dates. Sometimes beer is made out of, wheat. Right, so grains, right, that's Tosis is Kasha and Mesechus Brachas. Tosis and Brachas in the sixth parak asks, if we hold, like Rav and Shmuel, that any time there's anything from the Chameshas Haminim in a mixture, we say Mizonos, even if it's Tafel, we know Mizonos can never be Tafel, so why don't we make a Mizonos on certain beers? Tosis is Kasha, in Ketzim Avarchim. Right, you make a Mizonos on beer. Every time there's there is any type of chamashes aminim in it. So this is date beer. But what if you had grain beer? So Tosfos gives three answers there. One of the answers is because you only have the tam, you don't have the mamashus. You only have the tam, like you said, like the chufs of the tamri. Right? What's left? You don't really have the main tamarim, right? Or what was taken out? You have the tamarim here, but you just have some of the juices that would take it out. Right? So you make beer. You don't have the mamashus. So that's the hops, right? So the Gemara here doesn't answer that question. Oh, the answer is over there. Given Tosfos says, whenever you drink something, you're not saying a mizonos if it's considered a drink. Only food, only machal, if it has chameshes aminim in it, then you'd make a mizonos. But if it's not, so then you wouldn't. Again, important line in Tosfos, note to know how to answer, why don't you make a mizonos on beer? Vaiter lo achla derakavod mai. What if you didn't eat it, but derakavod? Even if the husband had a lot eating on the while he's walking, that's also not good enough. So amar ula pligi batre amorai b'marava. Machlokas. Chad amar. Bikki Isar. Some say Bikki Isar, meaning once he eats Bikki Isar, that is enough. Even Shaloba Dera Kavod. V'chad Amar Bikki Dinar. Even more. Amri Daini de Pumpadisa. The Dayanim of Pumpadisa did. If you look in the last Amud of the first Parak in Sanhedrin, it quotes there, I think Rashi must quote it here, right? See Parak Amud in Sanhedrin, Yud Zayin Amabez. And it has a whole list there of all phrases in Shas that refer to certain rabbis, which rabbis are referred to by those phrases. Like, the judges of Pupadisa, the great ones of Ma'arava, all different phrases. This is one of those on the list. Dayani de Pupadisa. So, Rashi says, who does that refer to? Rav Papa Bar Shmuel. So, Dayani de Pupadisa, Avad, Rav Yehuda, Uvda, Bechaviles Muros. Rav Yehuda acted, what does it mean he acted? Where a husband used even Chaviles Muros, the rope, the vines, right? Not even fruit. Didn't even partake of fruit. He partook of vines themselves. That was good enough to say, odd to the husband, you got something, and no hotso, no shvua about how much hotsos you did. He used that. What did he use it for? He ate. He ate the vines. I said, no, he didn't eat the vines. He gave it to his animal. That's also considered using. It doesn't have to mean that you, the husband ate it. It means that the husband used it, right? So even here, it was used for an animal. Rashi here quotes from elsewhere that Chavilas Moros are called food of elephants, ma'achal apilin, Rashi says, and he gave it to his animal, and then he divorced his wife. And Rav Yehuda, in that case, said, okay, mashalach alacha, mashahotzi hotzi. Right, so that was good enough. Even though it was not actual fruit, it was vines. So says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda l'taymei. This Rav Yehuda is l'shitaso, because Rav Yehuda elsewhere says, vines, even non-fruit, are significant. Where does he say that? Dom Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, in the third parak of Masechet Bava Basra, in Parakheskas Abatim, Achla Arla Shvius Vikilayim Hareze Chazaka. As we know, the main topic in the third parak of Bava Basra is Cheskas Gimel Shanim, the Chazaka created by squatting for 3 years. We know that if somebody lives on a property for 3 years and the quote-unquote original owner does not protest at all for those 3 years, so that itself creates a Chazaka. And the squatter owns it. There is a machlokas tanoim. Is it only chazaka sheyeshi mataina or eina mataina? Does it have to explain how it came into his rishus? Well, you sold it to me. I bought it. Right? You gave it to me. Or can he just say, no, I'm here for 3 years. It's mine. Even chazaka sheyeshi mataina. Okay, without getting into that. But what happens if one of those years is a year that I was not allowed to partake of the produce? What if it was arla? What if the first year was the third year of the fruit? What if it was Shemitah? It's Hefker. It doesn't really belong to me. What if it is Kilayim, Kilaya Karim? And therefore, it's Aser Bahana. In all those cases, Hareza Chazaka. How could that be a Chazaka? I couldn't partake of the fruit. So, says the Gemara. But the vines doesn't have Kedusha. There's no Arlo by vines, only by the fruit of the vine. There's no Shemitah, there's no Kedusha by wood. The Gemara says by a broom, using a wood for a broom in Shemitah. The Gemara in Sukkah talks about that. There's no Kedusha. So, that's a big sugya. Does a lulav have Kedusha? Does Rogam have Kedusha? Right? What about a lulav? So, Hareza a chazaka. So, that is a chazaka. That's what we see. It is Rav Yehuda Lishitasa. There is a discussion in the Rishonim here. The Ritva discusses this, and Rashi, they both say that we have to be talking about the vines. Because if we're talking about the fruit, there's no chazaka if somebody partakes of Peiros Isser. That's what Rashi says here, and that's what the Ritva here says, and they quote Rav Haigon, who argues. Rav Haigon elsewhere, Rav Haigon quoted in the Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Vav, by their older Rishonim there, quote, that no, even Peiros Isser also can create a chazaka, and if that's true, so then the raya here isn't from a kilayim, which might have been Paris Isser, it was only from Arla and Shemitah. Okay, but the question is what's the raya from? There's an interesting comment that I saw the Tumim has in Simon in Kuf Mem Aleph, where he says it's a little tricky by the kilayim case. Because, let's say the original owner says, well, there's an argument here. He says, no, it's my land, you're just squatting. And the guy says, no, it's mine. And the more we believe the original owner, then the more we'll say, well, it was originally yours, then he had no rights to Aser it with his kilaya keren. And the mele, if he had no rights to aser it, then it wasn't aser, so his partaking of the fruit was fruit of heter. And the mele is cheskes gimel shanim. So the more we would look to the original owner and believe the original owner that it doesn't belong to the squatter, that it really works out worse for him. Because if there's a chazaka of eating peiros isser, most rishonim say that's not a chazaka. But the more we believe you, it is. So that's what he says. It's a little circular and a little difficult. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Hamoti otzos al nichse ishto ketana. What if somebody is motzi otzos on his rabbinic wife? Ishto ketana, kidushe miyun. Right, she was out of the father's reshus. The father died, or the father was halachically out of his reshus. Right, there was nisuin. Kemotzi al nichse acher dami. So it's just like your motzi expenses on the property of another. Is that good or bad? That's good for the husband, because if I'm owing expenses on nichse acher, then I'm at least treated as a worker, as an aris, and I'm going to get back my expenses. So here too, the Rabbanan said, if a man is married only rabbinically, so then we really want him to be involved in the property. We know, he might be very worried that tomorrow she's going to do miyun and he's going to lose everything. So therefore, he might not put in anything into the property, he might not invest at all. So that's why we tell him, you know what, you're at least going to get your expenses back. Right, kemotzi al nifsei acher dami. My taima of the rabbanan and takanta. The rabbanan made a takana. Yehi delo nifse dinu. So that he's not mafsid the property. No, because we're very nervous that he's nervous that she might just walk out. So therefore, we make a takana that he's not going to lose. Even if she walks out, even if she does miyun, we're still going to allow him to recoup his expenses. Period. There was a woman who received 400 zuz in Bechozoi, a faraway land. So, she can't get there, so her husband goes there for her. Azel Gavra, Afik Shisma'a. He spent 600 on expense, travel expenses to go get the money. Arba Meozuz, Arba. Icy Arbama, and he brings the 400. Bahadi to Kaasi on his way back, Istrich le Chad Zuza. He needed one more Zuz just to pay for the last train ride that he's coming back. So Vishako Minayu, and he takes it from the 600 that he got. He has no more money left of his own. Right? From the 400. I'm sorry, he spent 600 and there's 400 left. He spends it takes it from the one. Also the Kamadir Biyami, he comes home. Rabbi Yami says, oh, okay, you used. Mashahotzi Hotzi, Mashahalachal. Right, Rav Ami assumed that was called peiros, and therefore, he says the husband already got some benefit, and therefore, sorry, he divorced his wife right when he got back for some reason, or maybe he died in his yarshim, whatever it is, that's it. Amr le Rabbanan Rabbi Ami, the Rabbanan said, Rav Ami, wait a minute, did you hear the whole story? It's clear from here that Rabbi Ami did not hear the whole story. Hani mi lihecha dekachal peira. Right, when do we say that it's as it, we say he ate some of it and therefore it's all done, it's all finished, when he ate some peiros, so he ate from some shevach, ha karnaka achil. Here, he just took some of the principal. It wasn't the peiros, the hotzahi. And he was motzi it, meaning what? This was the principal. So he just has to return to her that one. And therefore, you buy property with it, as we said you do with money, and then, who also payros? But he didn't have any payros yet. He used some of the keren, which you might have said is even worse, but he just paid that back, and then, partake. So he says, Amar Leim Kane. He's like, oh, really? Havi le hotzi velo achal, and he shava kam hotzi v'yito. So Rav Ami says, oh, I didn't realize that was the exact case. And therefore, he can now just take all of the expenses that he put into it. Ask the Rashba, what exactly was Rav Ami's mistake? What, he just didn't ask all the questions? Doesn't sound like Rav Ami made a mistake in the din, it just sounds like he didn't know all the facts. Right, and he would have paskened differently had he known all the facts. So, what is the... So he says, the imtomar, hacha mai nishba umay notel, da leka shevach lal, da karna karis lahu lakulu arba mea, the shevach inkan. Right, what do we say? We say nishba, how much he was motzi, and how much, shevach there was, and he could take from them. Vizeh eno notel al hotzos shir shevach kida amran. So he says, what is usually, you have to swear about how much you were motzi, how much you were mashbiach. There was no shevach here, says the Rashba. Yesh lomar, lagabe ha vade kulu, kemishish bichu machmas hotzos habalhein. De'ilo lo azal ba lo havi la minayu klal. The Rashba could swear what he got, because, you know what, if the husband wouldn't have been here, she wouldn't have gotten anything. So the whole thing is considered somewhat like Shevach, even though it's really all called Keren, regarding purposes for him. But he swears about how much he brought back, because that's everything. It's all because of what he did that she has anything. Okay, so Yishoma Kama Ozi V'Yitol, the last line of the Mishnah said that he swears how much he was motzi, and then he takes. Amar Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Asi makes the following ambiguous statement. Unusual statement. V'hushi yeshava k'neged hotzah. When does he swear and take what he was motzi? As long as the shevach is k'neged the hotzah. As long as there is a parallel between how much he put into it and how much he got out of it. That's when he swears and takes. So what does Rav Asi mean by that? Is he saying something to be machmer on the husband or to be makel on the husband? L'may hilchasa. Regarding what is he saying that? Look at Rashi. L'may hilchasa ka'amar. V'husha yesheva k'neged yitzia la'akule ale. Is he being makel on the husband? That if there's more shevach, he doesn't even have to swear. If there's more shevach than the hotzah, then he can take those hotzahs without even swearing. Or is he being machmir on the husband to say that if the expenses are more, then there's even a limit. Even if you swear, you can only take up to the amount of the shevach. Right? What does he mean by that statement? Of shevach k'neged hotzah. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Shemhaya shevach yetzer al hotzah. If the shevach is more, no telas al hotzah below shvuah. He's being mako. If the shevach, if he produced, if there was more going up of the investment besides what he put into it, so then he could just take without a shvua. Ask the Gemara, Amale Rava, really? Amale asila imken asila rume. If that's true, then he just could be marim. Meaning, we know how much profit there was, and we don't know how much expenses he put into it. You know what he's going to say? Whatever the profit was, he's going to say $1 less. What? And then he's not going to have to take a shvua. Right? What did Rav Asi say? Oh, if the shevach is less, so that asila rume, he's going to trick. If he's going to be able to take that without a shvua. So, Ella Amarava, no, this is what Rav Asi meant. Shem haisa hotzah, to be machmir. Shem haisa hotzah, yesera la shevach, ein lo ella hotzah, shir shevach, u bishvua. Even with the shvua, he's only going to be able to take up to the amount of the shevach. Even if the hotzah was more. That's the chumra. Period. Ibailahu, continuing now. Baal shehorid arisin tachtav mahu. What happens if the husband put in work, right? He was invested. He took this land of Nichsei Malug. He's investing, but he didn't do it all himself. He had sharecroppers. He had workers working for him. And then he divorced his wife. Do we say the same rules of the husband apply to the sharecroppers? What if the husband had a little, he was achal kima? Do the sharecroppers also lose their hotzaos? They know they're working for him. So they can't be more powerful than him. So what do we say in that case? Baal shehorid arisin tachtav mahu. Adaita de baal nachis. Did they go within mind knowing that they're working for the husband? So is talik le baal is talka lehu. So once the husband is finished, then, you know, they're finished. O dilma no. Adaita de ara nachis. They're focusing more on the chefsa of the land than on the gavra owner. Va'ara ki kaima la arise kaima. And the ara ki kaima, the land as is meant to be worked. And therefore, even if the husband is out of the picture, that doesn't mean that the arisim would be out of the picture. So maskef la rava bar Rav Chanan. So Rav Chanan says, how could this even be a question? Maisha, why is this different than the case from Bamitzia? May I yori l'toch sada chavei rovanata shalom b'shus. What if I go into my friend's property and I plant a tree without his even knowing? Right? And without even having reshus, I go plant. Shamin lo v'yado la tachtona. Okay, estimate what his expenses are. V'yado la tachtona, right, in terms of if the tree is worth more than the expenses, but he gets his expenses. So there, it was without rishus of the owner. So here, so he had rishus. So it's going to be even worse. Even worse than that case, if he went in without rishus. So the Gemara says, hasam, well, there's a difference. Hasam leka inish detarach. In a normal case where somebody goes into my property and puts a tree, I'm not a gardener. So I don't know how to put trees into my garden. Right? But if my gardener goes in, so if I would say I would want that benefit somehow, I'd have to pay for it. So that's why it makes sense that I'm going to have to pay him for his expenses. Hacha yikabal detarach. But over here, what, the woman is going to say, what, oh, I'm going to have to pay the arisen back their expenses? No, my husband would have done it. Who's? I don't need the gardeners. My husband would have done it, right? So my havi Allah. So what's the halacha? So Amar Afun Breder of Yeshua Chazinan. Well, you see, is the husband a gardener who had that power? Does he have the skills? Right? Only certain people have skills of gardening. Right? You gotta know what you're doing. So I baal aris hu is talik le baal is talgalu. So if the husband is an aris, so then they're out of the picture, because the woman could really have this taina. Well, I would have had my husband do it. Iba lav arisu, but if the husband is not an aris, and he himself would have had to hire people, so then, ara la arisa kaima, well, we say the aris is omed to be worked, and therefore they would get their expenses, and ironically, they could be even more powerful than the husband himself. Tosus on the bottom talks about, how does this fit in with the Gemara Bamitziah? Hasocher sapol lasos bishalo theharel bishal chaveiro. I hire a worker to work in my own property, and then I show him my friend's property. So the friend has to pay him. No sin l'scharo mishlam. So why is that any different? Tosfos deals with that issue. Okay. Either way, there is a chashuk echemer on this. Not something that might come up so commonly, but we might relate it. This is the case. There was a wedding, mazel tov. There was a chasana. Chasana shenerecha b'ulam smachot. And all of a sudden, Rachmana Litzlan, it doesn't sound like anybody got hurt, Baruch Hashem, but there was at the wedding, there was a collapse. One of the floors, something collapsed at the wedding. Something collapsed. And the tzalam, everybody started running out. Archim rabim naflula ma'amakim. The photographer at the wedding, he started taking pictures of all of the bedlam and all of the damage and all of the as it was happening. Right, he saw the whatever it was. It says the asona was no rather right the damage. Ulaachem ikan, and quickly the tsalam went quickly to the limkar hatmunot shela asona chamur sheira b'mechir gavoa maod. So he had a lot of pictures. He had a lot of pictures, very valuable pictures. He was ready to sell them. Kavurzman, bo el atzalam ba'alei simcha, and a little while later, the ba'alei simcha came and said, there are pictures. We hired you to take pictures at the wedding. And you took pictures at the wedding. And they're ours. Sachro so l'atzalam es kol meshach hachasana. L'fichach hatmunos shayeches lohem. L'umatam, the tzalam says, no, I was taken to take pictures of the wedding. Not to take pictures of the foundations of the ceiling that were falling in. Umemela, they're mine. Right? So what do you say? So where do you look? So he says, first he looks in Bamitziah, what happens if a poel finds something on the job? Mitziah sa poel. So Mitziah sa poel la'atzmo, the Gemara says Bamitziah dafyud. Bamed varma murim. Bizman sha'omalola balabayas nachesh imi hayom o oderi mi hayom. If the balabayas told him, do this specific work today, then that's all. Everything else belongs to the balabayas. Aval omalo ase imi malacha hayom. If he says more of a general, do malacha for me, so then it's more inclusive, and then it belongs to the balabayas. In the first case, I only ask you to do this specific thing. So only this specific thing, you're working for me, but everything else you're on your own. But if it's more general, so upe inyanenu ulaya davar domela balabayas, klomer ba'alei simcha shesachru tzalam lelakin mitzias, kavanasa maisa shiitzalem koli rua me'anyen shikra b'chasana. Anything interesting that happens at the wedding, I want on video. I want it. Ume me'la, everything belongs to the balabayas. L'chora. Right, the ode, they said, Avalamaisa, and why are we talking about this here? We're talking about, does a worker have more rights than the person who hired him? Right, that's what's going on here. But he says, Avalamaisa nireh, he says, L'chora, tzilum ha'ismotetis shel ha'ulam, zeo ma'amat yesh bo sikun misuyam. Everybody was running out at that moment. So the photographer that stayed inside to take pictures, he was being misakein himself. Ki b'shas b'halash ha'tzibur kulo nasa nafsho, zakuk ha'tzalam l'gvuras nafsho miyuchedes, kedei l'tzalam, u'la hargiyas atzmo b'tushiyam merubah. Right, he had a calm himself down. Ve'ein tzchara tzilumim haragilim yecholim l'shamesh k'dmei avoda misuken hazu. And therefore, l'chora, I think it belongs to the tzalam. And then he says, ve'od shebalat ha'ulam socharat tzalam l'tzalam es ha'orchim harikudim. Anything related to the wedding. Ve'tzilum es motetus eno shayach lem klal. Ve'hu me'inyan rak, hu ma'anyein rak el et balat sulam atzmo. Ba'hu ulam atzmo ve'sashol tonot. Ve'in lozeh kol kesher l'simchas chasun ve'kala. And therefore, he says, Hagas b'cha, im yipol matos oyev b'kirvata ulam. Right, if there's some other thing, nothing to do with the wedding. If it's an enemy plane that lands right near the wedding. Hayim tzilum ha-matos ha-nofelu b'chal avodat ha-tzalam? Pshita shalo. Kein zeh minyan shal chasun v'kala. So he said, l'chore, it belongs to the salam, and the worker will have even more power than the person who hired him. Right? Which is exactly our answer here. If the person is not a gardener, so then the arisim have even more power than the person who hired them. Okay. Ibai lohu, vaiter. Next ibaya. Baal shemachar karka l'peiros. Again, everything you want to know about nichsei melog bo are afraid to ask is in this parak. So here, we know the baal has power over the peiros. Is the Baal allowed to sell the land, le'inyin the peiros? The Baal, usually the wife keeps the land, let's say, and the Baal eats the fruit. Could the husband sell the land, le'gabi the fruit? And then he'll have somebody work on the fruit and get the fruit and eat the fruit. Could he do that? Baal shemachar karka le'peiros, mahu, mi amrinan, my dekonile akni, do we say he's only allowed to sell something that he owns? And here he doesn't own the land. Odilma kitakinil rabbanan peros labaal, or do we say, and I'm sorry, and therefore he can, sell the fruit, because he's selling the land, look after the fruit. So therefore it doesn't make any nafkamina. Odilma, no, kitakinil rabbanan peros labaal, mishum revach besa, or no. The reason we say the baal is allowed to eat peros is because where does he eat the peros anyway? He probably eats it in the same kitchen where his wife is. So the wife also gets some benefit from this. Revach besa. Right, Rashi, on top. It's good for her too. But here, he's selling the fruit. He has rights to the fruit. How can he sell the fruit? The Ritva here asks, why did we use just such a backwards lashon of, you know, he sells the land, the guy with the fruit. Why didn't the Gemara just say, could the Baal sell the fruit? Could the Baal just sell the fruit of the Nechse Malug? Right, that, why couldn't the Gemara just ask that directly? Says the Ritva, Dafka nakat shemachar karka leperos. De kivan. Tosfos also discussed this in the Tosfos. But he says, de kivan. Tosfos dira maschil is talik on the bottom. De kivan shakarka biada lokeach. Vehu tolish veochel leka revach besa. It's typically answered in this case because the karka is in the hands of the buyer. Avalim lo machar ela haperos. Veha karka omeid biado. Vehu malakida peros. But if he keeps the land and he just sells the fruit, meaning the husband plucks the fruit and gives it, it's impossible that he takes every fruit. Mistami keeps some for himself. And there's revach besa. And that wouldn't be a shaila. That's why it asks it in this way, because he wants to know in a case where there is no revach besa. Or the Shimon Kubetzis here says, maybe he formulates it in this way because of another problem. Dover shalom bala olam. The fruit aren't here yet. Only the tree is here. That gets into the whole sugya of, am I allowed to sell the fruit if they didn't grow yet? Dover shalom bala olam. Major sugya, which came up, I think, already, where Meir holds we had earlier in the Masechta. We've spoken in the past the question, what exactly is the problem? Is it a problem of da'as, or is it a problem of chefza? Right? Is it just that I'm not so serious? That's the umdana? Or no, even if I am serious, there's nothing for the kinyan to be chal on. Right? A big question in the Rishonim. But either way, that's the shaila here. Basically, could the husband sell the fruit? Could the husband sell the fruit that he is entitled to? So Yehuda Mar Bar Marem Mishpeit the Rava Amar Masha Asa Asui. Yes, Rav Papa Amar Mishpeit the Rava. Rav Machlokas about in the name of Rava. Lo Asa Velo Klum. Machlokas what Rava said. Amar Rav Papa Hadi Yehuda Mar Bar Marem La Beferish Itmar Ela Machlola Itmar. Right, my good friend Yehuda Mar Bar Marem, he got it wrong. There was a story, and he interpreted the story in a certain way that Rava would have said it works. But it was a different shot of the story. There was a woman who brought two maidservants into the marriage as nichsei melug, meaning they were not recorded in the ksuba. Then the man went and married another woman. Right, he's allowed to on a daraisa level, even though we've already alluded to the fact, even in the Gemara, it was not a good idea. And he gave one of the maidservants to this second wife. right? One, why I brought in two maidservants, and he's allowed to use them, right, for peiros, and he gave one to the other one. Also, the kamei derava tzavcha. So the woman who brought them into the marriage came in and started screaming. How can he do this to me? Lo ashkechba, and Rava didn't say anything. Wasn't moved by her screams. Man dechaza savar mishum de savar masha asa asui. Right, the one you thought, the Yehuda Marmar Maremar thought that the reason that he didn't say anything is because he said it's similar to the karka. Masha asa asui. Veloi, and the answer was no. The answer was he didn't say anything because in this case it was on afkamina. They were living in the same house. Mishum ravach besa, v'haka ravach. Right, the maid was, the maid servant was working for the other woman, but they were in the same house. So Mistama, the maid servant, helped out both women, not just one woman. And therefore, that's why he didn't say anything. The Rashbam, again, it's a very long Rashbam, but it's kedai to look in. The Rashbam in Ba'abasra, and Daf Kuf Lam and Amabez, he discusses there how whenever there's a story that is done, whenever a rabbi is involved in a big story, you know, we always have to have the facts. We can't just guess for the reasons of the story and what's behind the story. The famous joke story, if it really came true, but really, joke story about Rav Moshe Feinstein at a bris, where he picked up an orange juice and or a milk, and then he put it down and he took a different one, and all the talmidim went over to him afterwards and said, Rebbe, you don't like that brand. Right, that brand is not good enough. He looks at him and says, it was empty. Right, so we think we know the story and we think we understand everything, but here too, that's the Rashbam. The Rashbam goes through this and he says, and that's why even if it says in the Gemara, sometimes in earlier sources say the halacha is blank. When it says in the Mishnah the halacha kedvarav, it doesn't always mean that. Right, so the halacha kedvarav is in the Gemara. Right, you trust that, halacha kavasayu. There's different rules about when you paskin la halacha, but says the Rashbam, you got to be very careful in terms of stories. Weiter. The Hilchasa, and what's the halacha here? Baal Shemachar Karka LePeros, Lo Asav Lo Klum. He can't get rid of the Peros. My Taima, why? Two reasons. Abaya Amar Chashinan Shematachsif. Maybe the person he sold it to will allow it to go bad, and it'll be devalued, it will go down in value, and that's why we're worried about the land. If it's the husband's, he'll take care of it. Rava Amar Mishum Revach Besa. Rava says the second reason, because we want it to be around. The old takana of allowing the husband to have peros is only so that if she also gets benefit along the way. My benayu, what are the nafkaminas between the reasons? Ike benayu, three nafkaminas. Ara demikra lamasa, if even though he sold it, it's close to the city, so they'll be able to keep an eye on it, so that it doesn't devalue. Inami baal arisu, if the baal himself is an aris, he'll make sure that it doesn't devalue. Inami zuze v'ka'avid bu'iska, or if it wasn't land, if it was money. If it was money and he's investing it, so then we hope that it's not going to be devalued. It's going to go up, even though the other reason of Revach Besa does not apply. Period. Says the Mishnah. Right, we had back in the first Mishnah of the Parak four different categories. When the woman gets property, what is her rights? What is she allowed to do with it? If she got it before Erisin, during Erisin, and then Nisuin, or even after Nisuin. So now what happens if she receives property as a Shomeris Yavam? Right? The Gemaras we had back in Yavamis. Always compare. How do you compare Shomeris Yavam and Erisin? So Shomeris Yavam, what are the rights of Nichsei Melug and Shomeris Yavam? Part of this Mishnah already appeared in Maseches Yavamis. Shomeris Yavam, Shnaflu Lo Nechasim, while she is a Shomeris Yavam, she got a Yerusha. What's the halacha? And that's Melug. Mo Din Beishame Beisilo Shomacheres Vonesenes Vekayam. Then she's allowed to do whatever she wants. She's allowed to do whatever she wants with that property, right? Why? Why is this different than, let's say, Erisin, where we said that Beis Hillel says l'chadchila, she should not sell it? Beautiful lashon of the Me'iri right here. The Me'iri says, right here in our Gemara, the Me'iri says, Ve'eino domeh l'naflu la ba'oda arusa, she'l'chadchila lo timkar l'das Beis Hillel, she'arusa machmas atzma hi niksheres bo. And arusa made her own decision. V'chein she'yesh baskila, and also Erisin is an eshes ish. V'shomeres yava machmas achiv he niksheres bo. She didn't decide. Mishamayim hiknula. V'chein she'ein ba'elalav, and also it's only chayvilav. And right in yivama lashuk hilkach macharis monasenes bo'odis kukul v'kayim. So the Miri fascinatingly says 2 points. Number one, what's the reason they got into the marriage? And number two, the marriage itself, right? Two different issues. That is the Me'iri, right? The Tosfos there uses a different lashon. The Tosfos in Yavamas uses a different. Sorry, the Ritva in Yavamas uses a different lashon. She'ena Yavama Gemura LiYavam Shala Karusa LaArus Shala. Same idea that there's not as much of a tight connection between Shomeris Yavam, the Zika, and Erisin. Viter Mesa. What happens if the Shomeris Yavam dies? Mayasa b'ksubasa. So what should we do with her nichsei tzon barzel? What's recorded in the ksuba? Ubenachasim anechnasim ayotzinima. And with her nichsei maluk. Back in Yevamis, we discussed, well, if while she's just a Shomeris Yavam alive, it's all hers, why should it make a difference when she dies? It should go to her Yarshim. So we discussed that then, the Gemara discussed that then, with a couple of answers. But here the Gemara says, so there's a difference. When she dies, so who gets it? Meaning, her Yarshim or the Yavam's Yarshim. So Beishamai Omrim Yachloku Yarshi Habalam Yarshi Ha'av. The Yarshim Yarshi Ha'av split the Nichsei Malug, because he has rights to the Yavam, had somewhat connected rights to the Peros. The Karen was hers, so you split it. Ubeisela Omrim Nechasim Becheskasan. Nechasim, the Nichsei Tzon Barzel, are Becheskasan. They stay where they are. Who is that? So Rashi quotes the Gemara Baba Basra, Machlokas. Whether that means they stay with her or they stay with him. Uksuba Becheskas Yarshe Habal. The Ksuba, which was not paid yet, stay with the Yarshe Habal. Who's the Yarshe Habal? So it could be the Yavam. The Yavam is the Yarshe Habal, but it stays with the Yarshe Habal. That goes to the, but again, they weren't married yet here, so it goes to the Yarshim of the, right, the Baal didn't have any sons here, right, or daughters, or else there wouldn't be a case of Yibam. Nechasim ha-nechasim ha-yosinima, and the Nichsei Malug, becheskas Yarshe Ha'av. That goes to the Yarshe Ha'av, meaning hers. Meaning she owned the karka, so it goes to her. Rashi quotes all of this, categorizes this also. Hiniach achiv ma'os. Next, what happened if his brother, right, left him ma'os, meaning the dead brother left money, so we have to treat it like Karen, right, now this is a regular case, right, what do you do with the nechsei maluk of a yavama becoming, a zukukli yavam becoming a yavam? So the same rules as we have by the previous Mishnah, you have to make the payrus into Karen before you go into the marriage. So right, so you take money and then he eats payrus, right, because this all has to be latovasa. Payrus atlushim in a karka. This is basically like the previous Mishnah. If you have detached fruit, you look in karka v'ochal payrus. That's also considered like money. Hamechubar in the karka, then we had a machlokas about that. Amar Rabbi Meir, Shaman Osa, Kamehain Yafin, Beperos, Vakamehain Yafin below Peros. How much is the land worth with or without? Vahamoser and the difference. Yilkob and Karkav Uochal Peros. Right, you have to make that into Karen. And Vachachavim Omrim, no. Peros and Mechubar and Lakarka, Shalom. He gets. Therefore, so what that they're attached to the ground? He's allowed to pluck them because he still have the Karka that's available. Hatlushim in a Karka, Kala Kodem Zachabohen. Right, metaltalin, right, the tlushin, whoever is kodem zacha. What does that mean? Rashi quotes on the last skinny line, kasavar, metaltali luksuba lo mishtabdi, el imkein tafsa. Right, the metaltalin for the ksuba, which these fruit could be, aren't meshubin unless she was tofeses, umechayim debal beinan tfisa. Okay, kodem hu, zacha, kodem he, if she gets it before the husband dies, yilkam en karka buolcha peros. Finally, kansa, once the yibum takes place, hari ki ishto l'chol davar, they're fully married. Ubilvad, as we had in the Mishnah in Yevamis, should take subas al nechse by laharishon. They're fully married, and he no longer, and if he wants to divorce his wife, there's no longer chalitza, there's a get. And the only difference is that the property of his dead brother is the ksuba, is the shibud for the ksuba. And if that runs out, then he has to pay. Lo yomer laharik ksubasech munachas ala shulchan. But he's not allowed to say, you know, here's your ksuba. Take this ksuba money. He's not allowed to designate something for the ksuba. Ela kol nachas v'achron l'ksubasa. All of his brother's property are achroin to the ksuba. And ultimately, as we know, if his brother doesn't have enough property, he has to give. So really all the properties. Right, that's the whole idea of ksuba. Shlote kalabena votzia. He can't designate. V'chein lo yomar adam lishto. Man in general, a man can't say to his wife, harei ksubas yechmunach azal ha-shulchan. Ela kol nechazal achron l'ksubasa. All of the property. Girsha, but once he divorces his wife, ein la l'ksuba, that all she gets is the ksuba, meaning all the other property of the brother goes to him. Right, the yavam yarshins. Hechzira, and if he takes her back afterwards, harika cholanashim, ve'in lo l'ksuba bilvad. You don't say, oh, she goes back and now is connected to her previous husband's property. No, then it's only the ksuba itself. Okay, we'll stop here. And Hashem, we will continue here in Isha Shanaflu in the coming days. Two more blah to this parak.